perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Attendance is way up at the Arch, and the reason is that so many people want to see the transformation that is going on. The Arch is officially open during the construction, and yes, you can go to the top, but you can see so much more. You can see St. Louis creating its future as it's happening. The riverfront, the Gateway Arch, the old courthouse, and Keener Plaza, from the banks of the Mississippi all the way through downtown, all of New St. Louis is taking shape. That new park over the highway will make getting to the Arch and the riverfront easy. It's almost done, and it's great to go down and see it in process. Don't forget about Keener Plaza as well as the old courthouse. Come downtown and see the Arch. If you haven't seen it in a while, you're a St. Louisan, and watch the 21st century unfold before your very eyes. CityArchRiver.org to find out more. That's CityArchRiver.org. You can actually get your tickets online to go up to the Arch. CityArchRiver.org, or go and visit for yourself. We'll see you at the Arch.
Voting is important. Be sure to finish your ballot and vote for your judges. Missouri's legal system gives voters the final say in retaining their judges, so know your judges before you vote tomorrow. Visit yourmissourijudges.org. Paid for by the Missouri Bar, Sabrina Barrett, Executive Director.
Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today.
Huh! Peon, Dan, do you know your judges?
For judges?
No, do you know your judges? That commercial we just ran said you need to get to know your judges before you vote tomorrow.
I couldn't name one.
Yeah, like a lot of people today are going to go learn all about the judges.
Yeah, I don't think anyone.
I don't think 1% of the voting population has any idea who the judges are.
Yeah, I couldn't even name more than one of the Supreme Court judges.
The only way you know the name of a judge is if you went to court. You know, if you were in court and you're hoping, oh, man, I hope this guy didn't send me to jail. You'll know that judge's name.
And then if he doesn't and he says, okay, case dismissed, you vote for him.
You bet you do. Yeah. You bet you do. Hey, it's time for a little tech talk with Jose Hernandez, courtesy of the folks at Oric. They're locally owned and operated, the Oric Home Care Centers. They have a lot of great products. Yes, of course. Of course, vacuum cleaners, great vacuum cleaners, but a lot of other great stuff you didn't know were in those stores. Very reasonably priced and good quality stuff at the Oric Home Care Centers. All right, here's how this works. There's a little tech monologue, and right after that, we go to the phones and answer your questions to Jose about cell phones, about tablets, about laptops, desktops, pop tops, whatever. And TVs, and that gets more confusing all the time. 4K HD, Ultra HD. Maybe it's something you own or something you're thinking about buying. He will help you. 314 and call now. First come, first serve. Your name will go on the screen. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. You call us now, and I will introduce the man of the, not of the hour, but of the quarter hour, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
And how are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm okay. It's a weird Monday for some reason. It doesn't seem even like Monday. I don't know what that means.
I think it's because of the time change.
You know, that could be it.
Yeah.
I love the clocks, and I have a few in my house that are atomic. They change themselves.
Yes.
All clocks should do that. Your car clock should do that. It makes it so much simpler. What do you have for us today, Jose?
Internet Archive is
easy for you to say.
Is a nonprofit organization that is responsible for archiving software. They spent a good deal of time archiving all the console games. If you've had a Genesis console or a PS1 console, they archive those games and then you can play them in a browser. Today they released just over 900 coin-operated video games.
Really?
If you remember Defender, Frogger.
Yeah, but it's not the same with a keyboard as it is, you know what I'm saying?
True, but it's also free.
Yeah, okay.
And you can buy USB joysticks, controllers.
Well, that's what I would do, because I've tried to play some of these games on a computer. It's just not like Pac-Man, for example. You used to sit at the arcade and take that big knob up in the
kind of arcade did you go to?
Well, I was pretty excited about Pac-Man. But if you could plug that, and I think some of them have suction cups on them. You could put them on a desktop, literally on a desk, and then sit there, and it becomes a joystick. That's the way to do it. It's more realistic and more like the real game.
Walmart has fired their first Black Friday ad. It supposedly leaked the 100 items they're going to have for Black Friday. Walmart, Amazon, and a couple other big retailers are trying to get ahead this year, because last year the weather was pretty bad, and they had to do a lot of rebates because stuff that was supposed to ship two-day air or two-day next day didn't arrive.
All right, can I make a suggestion? Long time ago, they should have changed that name. Black Friday sounds horrible, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds ominous and, ooh, Black Friday. Do you know that I didn't know till about 5 years ago why it was called Black Friday?
Oh, Dan, because it puts them into the black.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. I never even knew that till 5 years ago.
Financially.
And I never could wonder, well, why are they calling it Black Friday? Black Widow. You know, Black Friday. Is it that horrible because it's a big spending day? Nah, it's ink related.
In addition to that, they're toying with an online price match guarantee, and they're going to have every cash register at every Walmart open and checking from noon to 6 p.m. on weekends.
Well, hallelujah.
So now we're going to have Black November.
Yeah.
The Motion Picture Association of America and the National Association of Theater Owners have gotten together, and they are cracking down on people who are Google Glasses to movies. Seems there's a federal law that imposes a strict 3-year maximum sentence for recording in a movie theater, and there are 41 states that have additional and separate laws prohibiting it.
Hey, first of all, you're a loser if you're wearing Google glasses during the movie, even if you're not recording the movie. What are you, reading text?
Right.
Don't go to the movie. You're in the movie. Holy cow.
Let's see. Panasonic last year announced they're going to quit making plasma TVs. Samsung has announced they're going to start making them this year in November. And the last company that made them, LG, is also going to quit making them here shortly. So pretty much after the 2014 Christmas season, you will likely not see plasma TVs for sale in the U.S. anymore.
Okay. I don't think I ever owned a plasma TV. I don't even know what I have. I think they're just all, what would they be, Jose? LED?
LCD and LED.
Samsung TVs. That's all I know. But I don't think they're plasma. Do they still make the one, was it with like the three lights, the DLP, what was it called? Was it DLP or something?
Oh, rear project.
Rear projection.
They don't even make those.
Flasher. I don't think they make those.
No,
anymore.
You can find those sometimes just sitting on the street, free to take.
Yeah, and because it's tough to find those lights, right? Or they're really expensive.
Yeah. And once the mirrors break with the 2 million little mirrors that moved around, once those go, it's over. Can we take some calls?
Oh, you ready?
Please.
Wow, sure, absolutely. They're stacked up. Last time to give the numbers, probably 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Sean. Sean, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hi, Jose.
Hello, Sean.
How are you all today?
We're good, Sean. What's up?
So I have a question about the wireless aspect of my laptop. It's an HP running Vista. And it seems like it'll run wireless from the administrator, but not from the users. It'll connect to the router, but will only connect on a local, will not go internet connectivity. Is there a setting I'm missing?
Probably. Have you went to Microsoft's site and Googled the difference in profiles for wireless settings?
You know what? I would have had I been able to get to the web. So now that I have another computer, I will do that. Is there something in particular I should be looking for other than what you just said?
It's probably in the connection area where it talks about LAN profiles and those kind of things.
Okay. So look for Google LAN profiles in different user settings.
Yeah, for Vista.
For Vista. Okay,
right.
Very good. I will do that.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Good luck.
There goes Sean. Here comes Barbara. Barbara, say hi to Jose.
Barbara's gone.
So let's go to Beverly. Beverly, say hi to Jose.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Jose. This is Beverly. I wanted to ask you a quick question about a Blu-ray player and an old TV. It has HDMI hookups.
Yes.
And I can't connect it to my old RCA TV. I bought a cord that had the blue, red, and green on it and the HDMI, and I still don't get a picture. Is there something I can use to play Netflix on my old TV?
Huh. I presume the old TV doesn't have any network capabilities.
No.
No Wi-Fi. I don't know if they make an HDMI to the red, yellow, white RCA connectors.
Yeah, they do. Red, yellow, and white.
I thought you said you had the blue and purple ones.
I thought the blue, red, and green was the same thing.
No.
Oh, you were wrong, Beverly.
God.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, are you stupid.
I sure am.
No, that's composite video.
Oh, my bad.
No, Beverly, Beverly.
Red, white, and yellow.
Beverly, the first time I saw those other three things, just when I thought I'd figured all the cords and wires out, I thought, oh, no, not new ones. And sure enough, here come, what do you call them, Jose?
Composite
cables? Yeah, not the same, but I'm with you. It confused me, too.
See, if you plug those three in, the problem is those three are designed to carry just the signal for the television. There's no audio.
Oh.
See, the yellow, red and white are left and right audio, and the yellow is the video signal.
So she'd still need the yellow video cable,
yes,
right?
That's correct.
Okay, so one is like for audio, one is for the TV.
No. What he's saying is all three of those are strictly for video. All three are video. You still need a separate yellow audio cable.
Oh, my goodness.
Audio is red and white. Video is yellow. The composite ones that you have, those three are just video only. There's no sound that comes with that.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean yellow. I meant red and white.
I will be able to get a signal if I have the red, white, and yellow one.
Yes. You don't need the yellow, right, Jose?
No, she'll need the yellow.
She will?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Red, white, and yellow.
I want to show a picture.
Red, white, and yellow versus red, purple, and blue. Or red, green, and blue.
So one end has the HDMI, and then I'll need the other end to have the red, white, and yellow.
That's correct.
Oh, great. Then I can do this. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well,
I hope it works because she's so excited now.
Yeah.
I always want it to work when somebody thinks, yes, I've got it. But me, if it were me, I'd go back, and it still wouldn't work because I wouldn't know what I was doing. Richie is next. Richie, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Richie.
Hey, how you doing? Hello, Frank.
Richie, how are you?
I'm okay. Check this out, Jose. My AT&T phone was broken because it was in my, it's broken. Okay, so I go up to the local gas station.
Okay.
I'm being honest. Just about an hour and a half ago, local firefighters, local 32 house on Grand and Gravoy. Give a shout out. And I purchased from Mo a STAR 4.0 blue BLU products cell phone 4.0 smartphone. The purchase price initially he wanted $95. I told him, wrong answer. I gave him $80 for it. And my question is, I don't know this product. I didn't go online. I don't know anything about it. And what I'm asking, if it's a throwaway phone, so be it. But I'm conversing with you guys right now. It seems to be okay. Do you have any idea if this is anything? I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Is it attached to your AT&T account?
Yes, it is. AT&T. My cousin Jeff Bomarito has the family plan, and every time I call my mother in Colorado, it comes up on her 60-inch television, Jeff Bomarito, and she answers the phone, "Hi, Jeff." I say, "No, it's your
That's
only son,
story.
Richie."
Yeah.
That's a good story.
I haven't heard of the Star brand either, but if it's working for you, that's fabulous.
It's candy blue, and it matches my 1971 Schwinn candy blue.
That's a great story, too. You sound excited about it, Richie.
I just fired up my 28 Model A, and the phone was plugged in next to it with 450 horsepower, and everything was hunky-dory, and it's still working.
That's great. So you don't have a problem. You don't actually have a problem.
My question was, who the heck is Blue, BLU products? Who cares as long as it's working, right?
That's correct.
God bless you guys.
There you go.
Thank you,
Richie.
He answered his own
Richie
question.
Is the most excited caller we've ever had, and the I think the only caller who actually didn't even have a problem. He just wanted to let us know how happy he was.
Yeah.
And that he's got a Model A and something else. Yeah. Are there two Daves or is it the same
Dave? Yeah, there's two Daves.
Let's go to Dave number one. Dave, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Real good. You were talking about DLPs a second ago.
Yes.
I've got one up in my room. It's a big 56-inch, something like that. And I'm starting to get these little stars. I was hoping it had to do with a bulb and not the mirrors being messed up.
Little stars, you mean like Richard Simmons or that small guy who's on that that one series? He's a little person.
Fantasy Island?
No. I should have been more specific on that.
The idea behind the DLP was, is if you remember back in the 60s, they had those silver Christmas trees that you put a light in the corner and it was
I have one. We have one every year. We plug
love
it in.
Those.
I love it.
The
color wheel.
Yeah, the color wheel.
Yeah.
That's the technology that DLP is based on. They spin the color wheel at X number of thousand revolutions a minute. They shine a light through it, and then it's synchronized so that when a color, the whatever color it's looking for is going through, there's a little set of mirrors that flash basically the pixel. So if you're getting little white stars, it means that those mirrors are probably not working as quickly as they used to.
Okay, they're not flashing or nothing. It's just a solid. Started out with one or two. Now I've probably got about 40 of them.
Yep. It sounds like the mirror controller or the mirror itself is going.
So I guess the next thing I need to do is
get a new TV.
Sit down in my living room and put presents around it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
Get a color wheel.
All right, Dave.
I can't fix it. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You can spray it with snow. Remember that snow? We ruined our tree when I was a kid. We had
it came in a can. Aerosol can.
Yeah, that's snow.
Yes. I guess that was deemed dangerous at some point and taken off the market.
I'm sure.
I can't imagine it wasn't toxic. Dave, number two, you're up. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Dave.
This is for the lady with the TV and the DVD player.
Yes.
I've been down this road. Most DVD players do still have a yellow, white, red, you know, video left, right signal.
Yes.
And so she should be able to just plug it directly into her
but,
TV.
But the fact that this was a Blu-ray player tells me it's probably
a Blu-ray.
Yeah, didn't she say Blu-ray, Jose?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably it's probably too new to have that.
Yeah. Well, then she probably she's probably going to have to just get another TV set.
there's a solution.
But there is a solution, though. There's a lot of people who have this problem who have HDMI out on their computer or whatever it is, but they've got an older TV that doesn't have HDMI in, but it has component, you know, the blue, green, red connectors.
Yes.
There is only one thing out there that will connect to, that will fix that, and it's called an HD Fury Pro.
Yep, that's what I was saying.
If you Google HD Fury Pro, and you can plug it into your computer or HDMI or whatever you want, and it comes up as a second monitor, and you can run an old plasma. I've got a big old 50-inch plasma that's about 10 years old, and it looks beautiful with this thing. And but that would probably answer a lot of people's questions because I'm kind of an uber geek, but the problem is the RGB connectors for computers are different than the RGB connectors on TV sets are not compatible, and a lot of people buy an RGB adapter and find out that it's for a computer, and those won't work on your TV. So if you want to do it, Google HD Fury Pro, and that's the only thing in a consumer price range it works. After that, you're buying professional equipment starting about $600.
And that's just a cable, right?
No, it's a box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a box, and it comes with a wall wart, which is a geeky name for a little power supply. And you just plug in your HDMI cable from your computer or your DVD player into this little black box. And then the black box
converts the signal.
You can actually plug two HDMI inputs into it and switch from one to the other. It'll, pick A or B. And then on the other side of it, it's got the RGB component, video component outputs. And it also has a regular VGA, VGA out port that's switchable so that you can hook a regular computer monitor to it if you want.
All right, Dave. I'm sure she appreciates it.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you.
All right, Dave. Holy crap. The quarterback, RG3V. Let's go to Sean here, then we'll probably have to wrap it up. Sean, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
I'm good, Sean. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, quick question. I sell industrial cameras for vision inspection, and I just got off an account call, and what is the difference between DVI and DVID? Is the camera calls for a DVID to an HDMI monitor?
Well, I know DVI is digital video. I think it's the – I don't know what the D stands for. The DVI will only produce, I believe, 700 interlaced, where if you go to HDMI, you get 1080 resolution. But I don't know. I have to look up what DVI-D means.
I think it means digital, so you can kind of retrofit it to analog, maybe, but...
I know DAVID is David.
DVID is what?
David.
Wow.
DAVID. Yeah, it's true. Look it up.
B-E-Bay.
Of course,
B-A-Bay.
You take to learn that.
B-by, Bicky, by, Boo.
And Manhattan, Kofana. Yeah.
That was my question, because it didn't work right, and there was an anomaly on the picture, and I may have lost a big account, but I was curious what the deal was with that.
Nope,
so.
I've never heard of that. I'll go look it up.
All right, thank you.
Right. Thanks,
thank
Sean.
You. Thank you, Sean. There goes Sean educating us. I've never even heard of DVI. I don't know what that is.
DVI.
It's something video, right?
DVI. Yes, digital video.
Wow, we're out of time already. We're going to do this again next week. Cool. Is that okay with you, Jose?
That'd be fabulous.
All right, give it up if you would for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah.
Good day, everybody.
And if you need him and you just can't wait till next week or didn't get through, his email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. He's brought to you by Oric and your locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They are great stores with a lot of really terrific products. In addition, of course, to the great vacuum cleaners. John Londoff is on assignment.
Oh, he's
taking
on
a cue from me.
Today?
Yeah, maybe taking a little bit of my advice. I said, you ought to go on assignment every once in a while. It's really good for you. Yeah, that's probably it. Either that or he's just very, very busy. So I get to do the honors. And I want to again thank Carrie, who last week, and I would love sometimes to name the other dealers involved when we know of a customer who has done business before with another Chevy dealer, and they decide to give all that business to Londoff. And it's a couple of great stories here, and they're two really well-known Chevy dealer names. And Carrie had dealt more than once with both of them, and for whatever reason, last week he said, and I talked to him, and he just said, bad timing on the dealership's part, and lesson learned here is you never know who you're talking to, and you better make sure you put your best guy on him, because Kerry was a multiple customer. He bought more than once and more than one vehicle there, and he said that they treated him like, and I can't remember the word he used, but he did not appreciate it. And so he went online, and he got on the phone, talked to Chip Underberg at Londoff. He had never... And he's a St. Louis guy, and he had never even been set foot on the Londoff property. Never been there in all these years. But he said he liked what he heard on the phone. He liked the way they dealt with him, and everything sounded good and seemed good. And then, of course, he did what I was hoping he would do, and he actually went up there. And he went up there, and in no time, bought a brand-new Chevy Cruze and a brand-new Suburban. And somewhere out there, there are a couple of dealers, and I know who they are, who maybe don't know now, maybe Carrie let them know, but eventually they'll know you lost a customer because you didn't know how to treat people. And that's something that the folks at Londoff know how to do. They know how to treat people. And let me tell you something, that is so much, it's more important than all the price, inventory, this many units, this kind of payments. Anybody can work those numbers out. But not just anybody knows how to treat people, because I think what happens with some of the mega dealerships is they get complacent. They sort of forget. It's just another day at the dealership for them. Let's see how many vehicles we can move. And they forget what it's like to be a customer and what a big deal this is. It's a big deal. It was a huge deal in my house when I was a kid. The rare times my dad got to bring usually a used car home as our new car, my goodness, it was Christmas times 10. We got a different car. And you should be treated that way. You should be treated like somebody understands that this was a one big decision for you and let you know how much they appreciate that you decided to give that business, something you don't do every week or two, or most people every year or two. You decided to give it to John Londoff. They appreciate that and they let you know it. And outside of that, Chevy's a Chevy. The Chevys at Londoff are no different than the Chevys anywhere else. An Impala's an Impala, and a Silverado's a Silverado. It's the way you're treated. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Washington Elizabeth Exit, or, of course, anytime, any day, Londoff.com.
Meet me.
Time to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
And they've cleared that accident on eastbound 70 east of Forestell. All lanes are open. All the traffic is thinned out. Now, westbound 70 is a little bit slow from Highway 70 through Wentzville Parkway. On eastbound 270, things are stacking up now from Lindbergh through New Florissant. Northbound 170 is heavy from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. We've got a couple heavy pockets on southbound 270 between Page and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, a little bit slow between Bowles and 141. And westbound 40, we're still slow from the Science Center through McCausland, from Lindbergh through Ballas. And eastbound 40 is heavy from Mason up through Highway 270. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. Wake up to a warm, toasty Black Forest ham, egg white, and cheese from Subway. Get it freshly made the way you say with all of your favorite veggies. Subway, build your better breakfast. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello again, everyone. This is Jim Holder. Join Jim Huer and me for the Mizzou Kickoff Countdown Show, Friday nights, 6:30 to 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters end of the year upgrade sale. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and corner round or corner bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above, plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free, only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at granitebusters.com.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
You've seen the red vans all over St. Louis, and you've seen Mike Shannon in the newspaper. He's promoting Gelmish & Sons. Very simple and very honest, Gelmish & Sons has been making sure your air conditioner and your heater has been working since 1950. Gelmish & Sons is a union craftsman shop, and they're the premier Lennox dealer, and they've earned that due to their superior service. At Gelmish & Sons, they'll come in and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition and your heater. But maybe, just maybe, it's time to get a new air conditioner and a new heater. At Gelmish & Sons, a full Lennox system installed, $2,695. That's both air conditioner and a heater, a full Lennox system installed by Gelmish & Sons, $26.95. That's unheard of. How can Gelmish & Sons do it? Because it's family-run, family-operated, and one mission since 1950, and that is quality customer service. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
Hi, I'm Katie Ashcroft. My husband, Jay Ashcroft, always tells people that there are three reasons why we're in this race. Our kids, David, Samuel, and Elise. Jay and I worry about their future. We wonder if their generation will have the same opportunities that we've had, or will they endure a stagnant economy, a struggling middle class, and fractured communities.
Hi, I'm Jay Ashcroft. Katie and I know that the decisions we make as a state and nation in November will impact the future of all of our families and communities. If we want to put things right, we have to stop focusing on the issues that divide us and rally together to bring real prosperity back to our communities. Those are the things I want to work on. Reducing the cost of living for working families, building fantastic schools, and keeping our communities safe. Together, let's secure a brighter future. I'm asking for your vote on November 4th. Paid for by Ashcroft for Missouri, Gene McNary, Treasurer.
Hey, it's Denise Bradley here from Appliance Discounters, and I wanted to share some great news with you. Appliance Discounters is now offering 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Now you can get your Electrolux appliances just in time for the upcoming holidays. Get the very lowest prices on Electrolux appliances and take up to 24 months without interest to pay for them. You just can't beat that. Just another reason why Appliance Discounters has the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Visit any of our four showrooms in person or shop online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Disclaimers at cncTaxProgram.com. If the IRS claims you owe back taxes, you could qualify for a special tax program, and you won't make any payments to the IRS. Get ready to write down the most important number you may ever need to finally end your IRS nightmare. This toll-free number should only be used if you can't afford to pay any money to the IRS. Call 800-577-8418 now to see if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you're accepted, the IRS must stop all collection activities against you. Just call 800-577-8418 now to find out if you qualify. Call 800-577-8418. Again, 800-577-8418.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now. With special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season.
Why?
Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's a great video, if I remember, right?
Yes.
Folks, the good news is that after tomorrow, we won't have to hear. It's sad for the radio business because we make money off these political ads. But yeah. I always wonder, is there anybody who, here we are the day before, is there anybody who makes a decision on who they're going to vote for because they heard somebody say, my husband's a decent man and we've got children, and we're worried about their future? You're going to hear that and go, you know what, I'm changing my vote tomorrow. I was going to vote for that other person, but I'm not going to do that now.
I bet there are studies that show whatever name you hear last, chances are you're probably...
Well, then here's what I would do if I were running. Let's say my name's Doug Swanson. All right, and I'm running for whatever. Here's my commercial. Doug Swanson, Doug Swanson, Doug Swanson, Doug Swanson. That's it. Because anything else is just what everybody else says. You know what I love is when some lower-level politician, meaning you're not a U.S. senator, you're not the president, vice president, or you're state senator, alderman, whatever it is, when they say, I am going to put an end to corruption, I'm going to cut the fat,
yeah,
I'm going to stop politics. No, you're not. No, you're not. Nobody running for what you're running for ever has. You can't do that. You know, when the president of the United States can't do it, you can't do it.
Yeah.
I just, it makes me think people are stupid. When I hear political ads, I think, are there that many stupid people that if they hear, you know,
yes.
And I love it when they put the wife up to say, you know, my husband comes from a working class family. His father was a coal miner and his dad was a comic guy. He knows the meaning of hard work. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing I want you to ask yourself. Have you ever heard of a poor politician? And I mean politicians, that when you hit a certain level, go into Congress, get me a senator or anybody in the House of Representatives whose net worth is less than $5 million. Bring me that person. And then you got to ask yourself, where do they get that money? Look at their salaries. Okay, the president of the United States, for goodness sakes, makes $400,000 a year. Doesn't make as much money as most professional athletes make. So your senators, your representatives, they're making $100.5 million. Now, how come they're worth $10, $20 million? Where does that money, where'd that money come from? If you start thinking about it, the answer is there's a lot of dough in politics. There's a lot of money to be made. Not quite sure how, but you can get pretty wealthy.
Well, I'm going to get into politics.
Well, you should.
I'm going to change things around.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's because it's a likability contest. And by golly, people like you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're smart enough. You're good enough. And Dan, by golly, people like you.
Oh.
You need to remember that.
It's about time someone like me gets into these into
well,
office.
Yeah, and that's the other
take
thing.
Take control.
You know,
and
yeah, I'm not a politician. It's not just business issues. Yes, you are. You're running for office, so guess what? Newsflash, you are a politician. All of it does nothing to – it's like I don't even really hear it. I laugh at it. Sometimes I'm in the car and I'll burst out laughing. I'll give you another example of the kind of thing I laugh at. And sometimes I wonder, maybe it's my job to point these things out to people so that you don't get taken. There's a commercial that's running, and it's for investing, and I think it's oil, natural gas, oil. And if you have, I don't know, $40,000 or more to invest, you can get on one of the great opportunities. And they go through the whole thing about you don't want to miss this opportunity. And then they say you can expect a return on your money of up to 30% or more. Now, let me explain to you what that means.
Up to 30%?
Yeah, it means nothing. Because in order for them legally to make good on that guarantee to you, which is pretty much what they've said, is you'll make up to 30% or more. If you make 2% on your money, that's up to 30 or more.
So
it means
zero,
it's meaningless. It
zero to 100.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Zero is up to 30. It is absolutely meaningless. They could have said up to 20 or up to 50 or up to 80. But see, they don't do 80 because what you hear is 80. And then you think, well, now wait a minute. 80% on my money, that sounds too good. So you hear 30, but you're missing up to 30 or more. One of the things that I was taught when I was in the advertising business, And there's a lot that I'm so glad I spent 8 years in the ad business, because we would make up these ads, write them, and some were print and some were broadcast. And my boss would say, put in the copy. The copy is basically the script, the verbiage. You can save up to 25%. All right. So if you go in that store and you buy something and you see that you've saved 2%, you go, wait a second. Our ad says up to 20, up to those two words, those two little two-letter words are everything, because that's what keeps advertisers out of jail. That's what keeps them from being charged with fraudulent advertising, up to. But people only hear 25%. Save up to, have you seen these ads? Save up to 30, 40, 70% or more. Well, think about that. Which is it? Is it up to 30? Is it 40? Is it 70? What the heck is it? It's nothing. 1% is still in that up to 30% range. you have to really pay attention, and you'll realize that so much of what's being thrown at you is just, it's laughable, and it's, in a sense, trickery. It's, they're tricking you with words, and they're, like I've said this before about gas prices, there are people that if they see gas at, and let's go by this current good wave of good news in gas prices, they'll see gas one place at $2.99, and someplace else it'll be $2.97. Oh, they'll go there. It's 2 cents. It's 2 cents a gallon. If you put 10 gallons, so it's 20 cents, for goodness sakes. And I love the 0.9. How much is gas? $2.69.9. Oh, don't say 2.70. Oh, my. Well, I go here because down the street it's two. It's a tenth of a penny. A tenth of a penny. So if you put 20 gallons in, you've saved 2 cents. It's amazing to me. The whole retail 99, I just call it the 99 thing. Well, how much is that? It's $89.99. No, it's over $90 because there's going to be sales tax. But I'm telling you, somebody will see an ad for $89.95 and they go, what did you pay? You paid $91? Well, you got taken, man. I got mine for $89.90. And it's laughable at the trouble people will go to. Their time must not be worth anything. Bill Cleveland is on the way. We're going to get to him after. Speaking of money, I remind you that this week you can go into any First Community Credit Union location and you can register to win a Visa gift card. This would be an $80 gift card, and they're giving one away after everybody registers this week. Next week they'll have their drawings. And they're going to give one away at each of the 40 locations. So, hey, good time of year to get an $80 Visa gift card. I'm certain that everybody could use that to pick up, you know, a couple of gifts, depending on what you spend on people. One gift or half a gift or 10 gifts, $8 a piece. So stop in, please, and register to win a Visa gift card from First Community Credit Union. I'm assuming it's open to everybody because I know the cupcake offer was last week, Saturday, actually. Everybody could go in and get, I hope you enjoyed your cupcakes, too. And that's a good, that's a good strategy, is give people cupcakes the day after Halloween night because they're sick of candy. They've had all the Reese's peanut butter cups. Change of pace, have a cupcake, put some more candy-like fattening stuff in our systems. You can't get enough of that stuff, but I'm sure they're good cupcakes because First Community Credit Union doesn't do anything halfway. And I don't know who made them. I didn't get to have one, but I hope you enjoy yours. And I hope you'll consider changing from wherever you're doing bank, your banking now, to First Community Credit Union. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people have, and thousands more are in the process of doing it. And you need to find out why. Like Nancy Pelosi said about the Health Care Act, we need to pass it to see what's in it. You need to do your banking there to see what's so great about it. Because the truth is, you'll never really appreciate First Community Credit Union until you do some business there and become a member. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, if you're traveling southbound on 55 at Butler Hill, you've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the center lane, and traffic now is backing up to Highway 270. Southbound 270, you've got some slow pockets now between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Another batch of slow pockets from Highway 44 through 270. On eastbound 40, things downtown are slowing from, it looks like, around Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Subway. Wake up to a warm, toasty Black Forest ham, egg white, and cheese from Subway. Get it freshly made the way you say with all of your favorite veggies. Subway, build your better breakfast. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond. There's an issue facing our communities. It's not comfortable to talk about, but it's not something we can ignore. If you have children in the car, you may want to change the station and visit ProtectMissouriChildren.com when you get home. Missouri is the only state that doesn't allow juries to learn about previous crimes and cases against the most dangerous sexual predators, repeat child sex offenders. As a prosecutor, I can tell you firsthand that this dangerous loophole makes it more difficult to keep sexual predators off our streets. An alarming percentage of crimes against children are committed by repeat offenders, many of whom are only on the street because of this specific loophole in our law. November 4th, you can help fix that by voting yes on Amendment 2, which will close this loophole and allow juries to hear the truth about prior crimes by child predators. I'm Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond, asking you to help protect Missouri's children. Vote yes on Amendment 2. Paid for by Protect Missouri Children, Dean Dankelson, Treasurer.
You hear me blowing the microphone?
Yeah.
It's got dust all over it. Who sat at this thing before me? Dust came out of their lungs, apparently. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and BM cab company. There's an app, it's STL Taxi. That's easy, STL Taxi. It's a free app, it's a great app, and it's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you, Bill.
Well, 30% of Americans admit to getting most of their news on Facebook.
I believe that.
Yeah. You can tell now news anchors are trying to compete with Facebook. Tonight, Brian Williams' top story on NBC is a cat chasing a laser pointer. Trying to compete.
Yeah.
Trying to compete with what you see on Facebook.
We got it.
That's what you do on the NBC News tonight. Hope everybody had a great Halloween. Funny little moment. My cousin was actually here with me on a Halloween night, you know, and we're watching TV and said, "Who's that the scary looking witch on TV?" And I had to say, "Oh, don't worry, that's just Nancy Pelosi." Really a witch.
Political humor. Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon.
You see what he's doing? He's done this before. He's got the audience thinking, well, this guy's lost it. He's not funny anymore. And then, boom!
Lulls you to sleep, and then whammo!
And then, boom, here it comes.
Right over the head.
Brace yourself.
Bam!
Show
him, Bill.
Go.
You really built this up. A Krispy Kreme employee in Texas accidentally gave a customer $1,000 inside a donut box.
All right.
And when the customer opened the box, he was like, where the hell are my donuts?
Whammo!
Bam! Bill, you okay?
They really want those donuts, you understand.
Those things are like crack.
We got that joke.
Like crack indeed. Maybe I'm on crack. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm